Joining us now in studio from the City of Dundas, their City Administrator, John McCarthy. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff.
You know, happy St. Paddy's Day. We're a little bit late on that, but I know you're a fine Irishman.
Well, so, at least partially.
Partially, well, I am too, so I wanted to say that. Let's talk about Dundas, though. You had a city council meeting, your last one of the month of March. And one of the things I want to talk about is the city hall. You know, you talked about that, your current city hall, which is probably leaves something to be desired.
It's got everything it needs. It just is very, it's very compact, let's say.
Yeah. But building a new one, we've talked about this. That was discussed last night. Tell us about what was kicked around at the meeting last night.
Oh, basically, the city has been looking for the opportunity to construct a new city hall for many, many years. Because of some recent development and the end of a couple TIF districts, they're having a financial impact on the ability of the city to afford things. So it finally has gotten to the point where I think Dundas can take a look at creating an opportunity to build a new city hall. So about a month and a half ago, the council did what was called a request for qualifications. Was basically set up their program and asked for folks that might be interested. And there were several people that expressed interest. Basically, the council acquired what was called the old school property. It's a vacant lot that is just south of the existing city downtown, suggested that they would like to have part of that lot developed into a city hall and the rest of it developed into possibly retail, mixed use, retail and residential communities. So that was out. Basically, we advertised that if people are interested in doing this type of a project, we'd like to look at their qualifications and see what they anticipate being able to do for the project. We did get one response, got several inquiries, several people asked for more information, developers, contractors, architects, but we did get one response from a group that the council decided to further talk to and see if that group is capable of doing what we want to do. They look like they're a very capable group. Staff will be trying to work with them to come back to council to see, okay, this is what they say they can do, and this is what we feel we can do. Do we want to go ahead? Do they want to go ahead and apply for the start going through the permitting process to do this project? Basically, the city hall would be on the south end of the property, which is what the council asked for.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like it to develop to look like somewhat like the old downtown small stores, having folks living above. They're interested in doing that type of a project. They've done similar projects in other communities like that. So basically, what they're suggesting is the city hall and then small retail with about 40 units of what is market rate housing. Basically, they'd be smaller apartments, studios, and one bedrooms primarily, to try to develop that into a basically a reasonable cost rental area.
Now, are they at the point where they'd have an architect's rendering of this or some type of conceptual rendering of what this might look like?
They haven't really done anything as far as that. As part of the RFQ, we did a very conceptual plan that shows roughly what the city is looking for, but it was not a requirement that they would do this type of thing. The city has laid out, okay, we want it to look like the old, like it's been there for more than a year. The city hall should have reflect influence of the mill, the type of structure that the mill had, and the type of structure that was that were reflective of the times. A few years ago, we're not looking for glass and steel, and so
sure.
It would be basically there was really no. No design from their part at this time, although they are working with an architectural firm, a very respectable architectural firm, which is regional-wide, statewide, and I think they might even have some offices out of the state, would be the Rochester office of Woodseth Smith and Nolte. So they've worked with them in the past. Is doing it. Part of their group was involved, evidently, and was the general contractor on the library across the street.
Mm-hmm.
So, we think they've got a pretty good reputation. So we'll be talking to them in the next few weeks to try to see if we can come to some sort of a agreement everybody can live with.
All right. Now, as far as from a legal standpoint, you guys are going through, this sounds like, hey, you guys, everybody come up with some ideas, give it to us, and maybe we'll decide on something, which it sounds a little less formal than a lot of the other government agencies that we deal with would do. Is that all legal? Is that what you can do? I mean, is that...
This is why we call the request for qualifications. Uh-huh. Basically, it's sort of like, okay, we've got this property for sale. This is what we would like to see on it. If you're interested in the project, come and talk to us. But we will, we're not... There's no agreement to do anything.
Okay.
We would have to do everything by, by the requirements mm-hmm. of the state and the federal government, governmental agencies. So, it is a way of developing a project, but. It is not the only way.
Okay. I was just concerned that, 6 months mm-hmm. down the road, they get started on that. Somebody would say, hey, you never asked us.
Mm-hmm.
You snooze, you lose.
Right. Well,
yeah,
that's pretty, you can.
Okay.
There is a request for, basically, you can go out for bids to do a project.
Mm-hmm.
That's one way of doing it. The city didn't want to get in. Basically, what the city saw is that we would hope to be able to use the opportunity to build the city hall and provide possibly some incentives with the property to encourage someone to develop the property. But the city itself had no interest in developing mm-hmm. that city-owned property as far as beyond the city hall, and it was too big for the city hall itself. So, this was always the plan of the council when they purchased the property, several years ago, is to try to use the city hall as an incentive to encourage development of the rest of the property. And that's basically what the concept that we were looking at is.
Okay, now where does it go from here?
Basically goes from here is, okay, now that we have somebody that is interested in doing it, let's see how interested they are.
Okay. If is there a timeline that you would like to kind of keep to, even a loose one at this point?
Their proposal is that it would take a little over a year from agreement to do it to actually being able to occupy City Hall. As far as phasing, what would be done first, how that would be kicked in, we haven't even started talking about that.
But okay.
Basically, the city's main interest is to get the city hall and hopefully use the opportunity to build the city hall as an incentive to help expand the downtown area. And I think that the idea of market rate housing is fantastic. I mean, it was that was not a requirement of the city. We were hoping that someone would offer to would be interested in putting together a mixed use project. But I think that the area, and I know there's a lot of talk in Northfield about affordable housing, and a lot of talk in the whole area. The housing studies that have been done basically show a lack of that type of residential opportunities. And so I think that this is a could be a fantastic opportunity for the whole area.
I like the idea. Would these be rental units there?
These would be rental units. That's correct. Yeah.
Interesting. I'm sure we'll hear more about that in the future.
Hopefully.
anything else of interest, of note, from last night's council meeting?
Just a little bit of movement ahead with the demand project. There were some technical glitches that occurred with that, so the council had to extend the term to file the plat, but it's our understanding that everything is ready to go. The plat should be filed this week yet. That was signed off on last night, and all the permissions were done. We've been told that there is property that is scheduled for to be closing on in April, so we expect that project to be starting very shortly.
All right. Sounds good. John, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate that, and we look forward to talking to you in the month of April.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jeff. Okay.
John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator.